Our next presenter is Dale Mott, talking about effects of low rates of dicamba herbicide overspray on susceptible cotton at various timings in South and East.
Thank you, Emmy. I want to start off by saying, similar to what Seth was alluding to earlier in the beginning of his presentation, growers these days, good, bad, or indifferent, are pretty much required to grow more acres of whatever crop they're growing, and because of that, they're trying to cover those acres a lot of times in a little bit more rushed manner, and not always going through the best procedures, cleaning out all their equipment or taking care of all their equipment from time to time like we should be doing. And that's kind of where this talk kind of came from, the effects of low rates of dicamba herbicide on susceptible cotton at various timings in South and East Texas. I want to acknowledge Texas State support for their funding support and some other sources also, and our field support staff for helping these two locations of this project. In looking at the objectives is to evaluate the effects of spray tank contamination is the ultimate objective on not kind of poor tank clean out or possibly even simulated drift contamination from dicamba to non-tolerant cottons. And he also mentioned, you know, talking about all the new technology, dicamba tolerant Enlist and our Extendflex and Enlist cottons that were introduced last year, and the new herbicides that correspond with these products that are being introduced this year. And a lot of growers are going to be adopting that technology, but there's going to be a lot of growers that aren't going to adopt it on all their acres or being using the herbicides on all their acres, and that leads to potential problems if we're not cleaning out our tanks properly. And we get calls from time to time from growers. You know, they see the damage and wonder early on in the year, you know, what is it going to have, what kind of impact does it have later on in the season in yield and fiber quality. So what we looked at here, we were looking at visual damage. We're also looking at growth and development of the plant and lint and fiber quality. And also we're also looking at the impact of maybe this herbicide, dicamba, on the seed viability if we were to carry over that seed and on a conventional seed or like a Roundup Flex seed if it got contaminated and was replanted back the following year. So we had two locations, split plot design. Both of them had four row plots and three replications. The locations were in Corpus Christi and then in Nebraska's Bottom in Snook, Texas. And what we were using for our dicamba treatment was Clarity product. Considering a standard rate would be 16 ounces per acre. In this study, we were using reduced rates of 1/10 X, which would be like 1.6 ounces per acre, 1/50 X, 1/100 of an X rate, and 1/500 of an X rate in an untreated check. And you can see the four different timings that we were shooting for at this application at these two locations. First square plus 2 weeks. First flower and first flower plus 2 weeks. On this chart, you can see both of these studies were set up pretty similar to one another. See the planting dates, March 30th for the Corpus location, which is probably a couple weeks later than normal, May 11th for the Snook location, which is about nearly a month later than normal due to some weather conditions, mainly rainfall probably, delaying planting at these locations. In-season rainfall, big differences in these two locations. We saw that the Corpus Christi location had a little over 8 inches of rainfall and 3.5 inches of irrigation applied, whereas the Snook location, over 25 inches of rain. Most of that fell right after planting, within 2 to 3 weeks, and right about first open bowl, it started raining again quite a bit, and we applied about 9 inches of irrigation to start with also. If you look at the timing of these applications for both locations, on the right side here we have If you look at the Corpus location, we can see a tighter window than what we wanted on the four applications. We were looking for more of a closer to a two-week separation, but due to some rainfall earlier on, wet conditions, we didn't get started on that location right in a timely manner, and we condensed those applications a little bit closer than what we wanted to. The charts that I'm going to show are pretty general. I'm not going to get real specific on any one treatment, just kind of generalize the effects. If you look here, across the bottom, you can see the different rates the treatments were grouped in. This is the Corpus Christi location, and we're looking at a percent visual injury of the crop on the June 30th, which is about 2 weeks following the last application. So this is a single rating of one rating, even though these ratings were on each location done, it's following each application. And you can see on the further right, the green bars are the higher rate of dicamba herbicide versus the far left, the lower rates. And you can see the injury trend on these locations as the rate increased, the more injury we were sustaining on these, which is definitely what we would envision. If you just jump over to yield impact this one here, we're looking at across the bottom, we're looking at the different timings of application groups. First square, the orange bars, the yellow bars, the first square plus 2 weeks. Gray bars, the first flower, and then the green set of bars at the first flower plus 2 weeks. And you can see with the untreated check, the only differences that we really saw in impact were from the higher rates of the dicamba. So that 1 to 10, 1/10 X rate of dicamba did show a significant impact on yield at this location. And those two middle timings, the first square and the first flower, were the ones that got hit the hardest from a yield standpoint. And I showed this slide earlier on, but just kind of going back to show you that even though that there was yield impacts on those 1/10, those green bar rates versus the other rates, we did not see even though you'll see the visual injury on even these lower rates are shown, you'll see in the visual injury, but you're not also necessarily seeing yield damage from those rates. Mean fiber length, this chart here showing, basically this is showing that there's no differences. We didn't see any fiber quality differences among any of the major fiber properties that were looked at among these charts, and I just wanted to kind of show you one of these, although you can see that the first square application tended to have a little bit higher effect on the quality of the cotton than the later applications. But no statistical differences. Moving over to the Sanook location, what we saw here is on the percent injury, just a visual percent injury rating again, and looking at the rates across the bottom from the lowest rate up until the 1/10 X rate, we saw the same similar results as we did in the Corpus Christi location. The higher the rate, the more injury we were sustaining, looking at up to 35% injury, visual injury. Stunning, this is another visual rating that we compared to the untreated check, how much plant height difference were we looking at versus, I should have said, the visual injury ratings were more of a symptomology as far as the deformity of the leaves and plant tissue versus the stunning is a height issue that we were rating. And here again, the higher the rate, of course, the more stunning we saw to a degree. But even though you see the three lowest rates didn't have any, for the most part, no differences from the untreated check. 500, 1 500, 1 100, and 150 X rates. Very similar to the untreated. Looking at yield here at the Snook location, here again we see a little statistical separation indicated by the bars with the little yellow star above them over the untreated check or under the untreated check, which those are all the 1/10x rates that we're seeing, except on the final application window, the first flower plus 2 weeks, we did see a statistical yield difference on the 1/50x rate also compared to the untreated check. So none of the other applications had any significant yield impact at this location. And also, this is seed cotton yields at this location. Did not have any grades or the gen data back as of the time of this presentation. But just in general, in conclusion, the Corpus Christi location had saw visual injury increase as the rate of dicamba increased. In addition, at a given rate, there is a trend of greater injury at the first square plus 2 week application. First square and first flower applications generally had equal levels of injury at a given rate, but less than the first square plus 2 week application, which had the greatest level of injury per timing interval. No differences in end of season plant height were observed, and then all application rates, the 1/10x reduced yield across all application timings. And no differences in fiber quality was observed among treatments. At the Snook location, we don't have any fiber properties yet back yet, so can't conclude on that, but we did see that there in the yellow, there's no differences in end of season plant height among the treatments, so that wasn't affected. And then seed cotton yields were negatively impacted by the highest dicamba application concentrations, the 1/10x, across all application timings. And in addition, the first flower plus 2 week application timing at the 1/50x rate was the only other treatment to have a negative yield impact from a seed cotton standpoint at this location. So with that, we'll see injury, but if the rates are low enough, we're not gonna see hopefully a big yield impact based on these initial observations and findings. So somewhere between that 1/10 and 1/50 X rate is maybe the drawing or the line in the sand as far as a rate wise where you're going to see yield impact from these standings, and that'd be the 1/50 X rate would be like a 10 gallons left behind in a 500 gallon tank. So you can get, hopefully we can get cleaner than that and not have to worry about it. There, like I mentioned earlier, there are plans to, the seed has been preserved, and we will plan on growing out the seed from these different treatments in a greenhouse and also in a field setting to see about the viability of the seedlings and see how they perform following the applications also. But with that, that's all I have. I worked in one location, and the question was, did we see any impact on the bow low positions based on these applications? I worked in the College Station location, and I can't say that we did. One of the compounding factors that we had this year was all the weather, rainfall and cloudy weather. We had a big bow drop in just because of inconducive weather conditions. But we do have a lot of plant mapping data that we still have not looked at all the way. So there may be something there for us to look at, but I can't answer that question right now. Yes, sir.
In a drip situation, a yield instead of just visual injury, but seeing actual stunting, do you think that would be more of an indication that you probably are going to see a yield loss since the stunting correlated with the same treatment as
It's going to vary by situation and in dry land conditions versus irrigated conditions. Stunning
if you probably don't get any rainfall following the sunny conditions, there may be a more of a potential for a yield impact, I would think. But I'm sure there's a lot of variability in that also.